So welcome to a very special impromptu version of The Crux of It. I'm here with the wonderful Y-front, Mr. Michael Miles, and friends to many York City players, I think we could say that, Tom Swanton. So nice to see you both. So, Michael, come to you first. Tell us why you're here on today. You're on tour at All Saints School.
I'm here today. I've been talking about mental health to some of the year 12s. Yeah. Talking about mental health and having a chat and answering some questions. And it's been very rewarding and I've enjoyed doing it.
Very good. Tom, what about you?
Yeah, so it's celebration day today. So Dan's kindly invited me over to do some exercise and PE. Just some fun and games, really. And I hope I enjoyed it.
Oh, good stuff. So let's get on to York City, as we're all here and obviously obsessed with York City. What have we made of pre-season so far? I know it's early days, but Tom, you were there on Friday, weren't you? I know you keep in touch with Marvin Armstrong quite a lot. What's the word on the street and what's your feeling about the new season?
Yeah, I just think we haven't missed with a single signing. It was clear and evident what we needed, kind of strength, street-wise, a bit more athleticism, a bit of know-how. It seems like we've just basically literally got that remit and ticked every single box. I mean, for me, there's no excuse not to win the league now.
Yeah.
Genuinely. I just think you've only got one team that's got relegated from the league. That's going to be any type of challenge, since Morecambe obviously won't be. I just think it's there for the taking.
Yeah, I agree. Michael, would you concur with that sort of thoughts?
Absolutely. I think we've, like Tom says, we've improved where we need to improve. We know that we played some lovely football last year, some of the best football I've seen, maybe since Alan Little, John Ward days. But we just missed that, a bit of mental toughness at times, I feel.
You can tell we're in a school now, can't you?
Yeah, bell's going off now. Like Tom said, you know, at times we were a bit naive, weren't very streetwise, where some of the other teams in this league are, because, you know, there are quite a few big and bold teams that we play against. So I think we've got the blend right now, and I can only see good things happening this season.
Yeah, and you know, you mentioned there about the signings. I think one more is just about coming through the door. I think we've just seen a tweet, haven't we, about grey skies ahead. So I presume that's grey from Hartlepool United. So what's your thoughts, initial thoughts on that, Tom?
I think he's a player that will grow with the club, 22-year-old. I mean, definitely not the finished article, but it's quite rare to have a player at 22 years old who's played 140 games in the league. And obviously that's the only way you get better as a player, is playing games. So it's a kind of long-term signing for the club, as you could have been forgiven the last few signings, more kind of ready-made players. But I still think with Joe Gray, you're going to have a player which you probably see the best of him the season after next. But yeah, obviously definitely still make an impact this season.
Yeah, well, he's signed effectively from Hartlepool. Cam John, I've just seen there on my phone, has gone to Hartlepool on a season-long loan.
Was he?
All right, okay.
Initial reactions on that, Michael? I suppose we've signed two left-backs, haven't we?
Yeah, it was always going to go. After the signings that we brought in and with him lined up against Garforth, it was obvious that his time at York City was done. He never really got a run of games. He never really was settled. A couple of games, he did quite well, actually, I thought. And maybe, again, if he'd have been given a bit more time, if we hadn't signed these players, he maybe could have done a job for us, but yeah, I think it's best for him now if he moves on and gets some games at another club.
Yeah, would you say the same, Tom?
I just think he's a strange player. I mean, very strange player. Like, I mean, the education he's had in football would suggest he'd be a lot more technically proficient than he is. It's a really strange player. Like, I just can't put a finger on it. Like, he's technically, like, really inconsistent. He has one good game, he's reasonably athletic, can't cross, can't pass, but now and again has a brilliant game. It just doesn't make sense. But
yeah, I suppose
it's quite a hard one to put your finger on.
Yeah, I suppose as well, like being in a non-league, I always think you have to factor in inconsistency. Those that are really consistent don't stay in non-league for very long, do they? Cam John, I thought last season he had some good games. He filled in at centre-half a bit as well. I thought he did all right. But then he'd have some games like, I remember Boston away, where he decapitated one of their players and somehow stayed on the pitch. So I always thought they needed to have more competition
really
in that place. But
like,
yeah,
I mean, some days I walk away from watching Cam John and think he's brilliant. And other days I walk away and I'm just like, still understand how, like how inconsistent. Yeah, it's yeah. just a strange one.
Yeah, but like he's moved on. We give him our best wishes.
Yeah, hope it as well.
Sort of thinking about the biggest challenges, I'm sort of trying. You mentioned there, Tom, about you know, Morecambe are obviously going to be enough. It's to sign any players, I don't think, at this moment in time, so you can probably rule them out. Carlisle are a massive club, aren't they? I was quite impressed with their signing of Linney early doors. I think Martin Foyle's a good appointment. I think that he's obviously, yeah. I've interviewed Martin before. He's a very knowledgeable bloke. He's been doing that sort of job for a long time. But I saw Mark Hughes say the other day they're probably only going to make one more signing or two. I don't think they're going to have the squad, Michael, do you, to compete at the very, very top? I don't think they're going to do a Barnet, is what I'm trying to say.
I think every year where everybody falls into the trap that the two teams coming down are going to be the best teams in the league, and it very rarely happens. You've got to come down, you've got to adjust to this level. Like you say, Carlisle, massive club, got some backing behind them. But again, I think it'll take a little bit of time for them to get settled in. Now, I'm not saying later on they might make the playoffs, but I don't think they'll be challenging for the title, and I'm not really worried about them. To be honest with you, I'm not really worried about anybody in this league apart from Altrincham and Boston, who seem to have the hoodoo of us. And if we can win in Boston for the first time in 50-odd years, then we're going to win the league, aren't we?
Yeah, well, let's hope so. I feel, I don't know about you, Tom, but I feel one of the surprise packages might be Rochdale. I feel like they've signed quite well, and Manny De Serra up front. I think he's a good. I don't think Hartlepool used him well enough last season. He's a proven goal scorer at this level, but I think Rochdale are a good fit for him.
I can't believe they've let him go, to be honest. I mean, I know there's a lot of upheaval with Raj Singh at Hartlepool, which contributes massively to that. So it probably wasn't in their hands, but I think Manny on his day is the best striker in the league, on his day. But
who else would you say would be?
Well, Ollie's the best, clearly, striker in the league. Manny's up there. I think Linney, if you can class him as a striker, obviously he's up there. The lad from Eastleigh, McCallum.
Oh yeah, McCallum. Yeah.
I mean, on his day, can be top class.
What other teams though do you think might push York City up there?
I think Rochdale's recruitment's been a star. I'd be extremely happy if I was them. I think Eastleigh have recruited pretty decently. I've just seen they've signed Lundstrom, who's a good player.
Yeah, he is. They're going to keep Shade by all accounts as well.
Yeah, Shade, and then we'll have obviously McCallum. Good team. I think Carlisle have been pretty good, but I've heard reports that Hughes is pretty old school in training and does his classic warm-up, couple of shooting drills and a game at the end. I've heard he's not really working much on shape and things like that. The players are a bit disillusioned,
Michael, similar age to me. I mean, Mark Hughes will have had old school training with Fergie, wasn't he? And it was very successful for a number of years. So I suppose when you've been and lived through that and you've scored against Barcelona in a European Cup final and all that sort of stuff, you probably are going to stick to what you know, aren't you? But it's a modern game, isn't it?
What you've got to realise is no one else was doing shape work then. So you're playing off the same, you're off the same hymn sheet of everyone.
Mm.
But when everyone else is like tactically getting more kind of astute, you need to move with it. And from what I gather, a few of the players are a bit questioning, you know, his kind of pedigree.
The York City version, that's Gary Mills.
Yeah.
He didn't move with the times. You know, he was stuck in there. And understandably so, you know, he's under Brian Clough.
Yeah.
Why wouldn't you
exactly take another good
under
example,
Brian Clough? Yeah. And it worked for us in 2012. But by, you know, the second part, and I'm really not putting relegation down on Gary Mills. There was a lot of things that went on before that. But before then, you know, I think things needed to have changed. You need to have adapted a bit. Maybe not got the full sports science mode, but he certainly needed to change some things. And I think Mark Hughes, it sounds like he might have to do that.
I mean, Michael, you go home and away everywhere, don't you? I think you potentially were going to miss a game in Paris the other year, and it got called off. Is that right?
So I've actually never done a full season where I've done every home and away game. It's something I've always wanted to do. And last season, I did every pre-season friendly and every home and away game. And thank God Rochdale got postponed because Seward booked to take me away to Paris, and I would have missed it. And I didn't miss it, so I got to everyone. So.
So the fixture list now then, there's a lot of miles to be covered there in August. What's your thoughts on the fixture list?
I think it's the worst fixture list I've ever seen in all my years of watching it. No, it's that bad.
I agree.
And you know, we all know the reasons why the SMC have, you know, they're looking after their own interests and not the interests of York City Football Club, which is, you know, given us those four massive away games to start off with. That's, you know, it's gonna take a lot of time and money and a lot out of the fans, never mind the team. And if we can negotiate that first home game and then get decent results, which I think we can do out of the four away, then actually in the reverse psychology, we might actually be sitting very pretty, because if we've got five wins out of five and we've got four of them long trips away, then people are going to think, hang on a minute.
If we can come back after that with kind of 10, 11 points.
I mean, 13, 15, just, yeah.
If we can come back to boot in, Sibbon Crescent, Biel in the air, you know, being reasonably unscathed, possibly unbeaten, I think that platform will just give us a perfect start to the season. Do you know what I mean? Because you've equivalently played like 2 months worth of away fixtures in the space of 3 or 4 weeks.
Yeah. Have you got a Truro?
I have. I've already booked a new key.
Have you?
To the hotel. Yeah, so a few of us are going. We're heading down on the Friday and coming back on the Sunday, yeah.
You're got doing a
16-seater minibus.
Similar job?
No, I think we've looked at that many different plans, so I think we're going down Friday and staying in South Somerset, then on to the game Saturday and then coming straight back.
Right. It's interesting because I was speaking to Ben Robinson at the weekend. I went to a gig with him and he was saying about taking a sleeper train through to Cornwall. It's interesting how people have got different methods, aren't they? Some people are going to try fly there that day and stuff.
I think flying is ridiculous, isn't it?
Yeah. I mean, before the start of the season, everybody had Truro down as a big weekend, and with it coming in the school holidays, the prices of everything have just gone through the roof. And the fact that you've got to back it up with Southend away on the Wednesday and the costs of walking on Bank Holiday Monday, it did, you know, costs come into it as well. So
and the change of fixture times, don't they? The kickoff times. So that's kind of,
we're maybe half past 12, yeah.
That's it.
It's fine, nobody knows.
Yeah, it's tricky, isn't it?
So we'll all be crawling to the game no matter what, won't we?
Yeah.
What fixture are you looking forward to most just to finish off?
Ooh, that's a good question.
The game where we're in the league.
Which won't be Rochdale away. No, we'll have had it wrapped up well before then, hopefully.
That's the last game in Rochdale away, yeah.
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 I want to see us win in Boston. Yeah. I really want to see us win there, because every year we go there, we somehow manage to get it wrong.
And Altrincham, I feel like we owe them a bit as well.
Yeah, but I've seen us win at Altrincham. I've never, obviously, you know, it's 50-odd years since Boston. So if we can win at Boston, I'm looking forward to Carlisle.
I like Halifax. That's my favourite ground in the league by a mile.
Yes. Halifax.
It's just how it's etched into the mountainous region of West Yorkshire. You've got four different types of stand. Obviously you've got your cow shelter stand, you've got your, I mean, those two stands behind the goal. Every team of the league should be made to have terracing, especially like that. But yeah, I like Southend as well. That's a nice little ground. Those two, Boucher and Roots Hall.
Halifax was my first ever away game in 1988, and I've been to about 180 different grounds with York City now, and it's still my favourite away ground out of them all this year.
My first one was Rotherham. In fact, this popped up, I think, on your Y-front feed the other week about Imre Varadi.
Yeah,
so I think it was on yours, or there was some interaction about, I was at that game, I think you got sent off, didn't you?
Yeah, that's right.
Good times.
Well, anyway, thanks guys for coming in. So we're going to get you to do a bit of cricket now with the students, so thanks for giving up your time to come in. And I'll see you both on the terraces as well this season. It's going to be a hopefully a successful one for York City.
Yep, thanks. Thank you very much, Dan.